It is good, excuse me, it is good to be here this morning, and it's good to see you all, and I hope that our worship service will be meaningful and comforting and welcoming and all of those things that we come to worship to experience. A couple of announcements. We are light today, if you notice. We have several people out of town. We have several people who are sick, and I guess the rest of them missed daylight savings time. So let us keep in our prayers those who are traveling. Bill and Dawn and Dan will be traveling back from Nicaragua tomorrow, and Jean will be traveling back from Arizona probably on Tuesday. So please keep them in your prayers, and also keep in your prayers everyone who is sick. And I hope that everyone will soon be feeling better and this weather will straighten out and that we will all be back together again. Announcements, our Lenten evening series will continue this week. We missed this past Friday because I was sick, but we will pick up on Friday, March 17th. And it will be a discussion of our scripture for today, which is the story of Nicodemus. So that should be interesting. The Presbyterian Women's Spring Gathering is Saturday, April 1st at Mount Washington Presbyterian Church. The program will be the Harriet Tubman story, and that sounds really interesting, presented by historic reenactor Patricia Humphreys Fan. So if anyone is interested in going to the spring gathering of the Presbyterian women, let me know and we'll get together a group and go. Thanks to everyone who contributed to Nicaragua. You can read there how much we raised, but I know that they have had a great trip, and I hope that we'll be able to see some pictures and hear some stories of what happened while they were there when they get back. There's an announcement about volunteers for liturgist, and while I'm on that, I'm going to say that because Johanna and Gary are sick and out, Johanna's not here to be liturgist. Matt is going to serve as liturgist today. This is an experiment we've been thinking about. So you will hear the liturgy, but you will not see a liturgist.
That's two, three, so, four. There we go. All right.
And in April, there will be a little bit different way of doing the liturgist as well. So, anyway, there's that. Cornerstone Project will be Monday, March 20th, and Tuesday, March 21st. There will be more about that as we get closer. Please submit your articles or event information to the March-April issue of Chronicles by Monday, March 20th. Session meets Tuesday night at 6:45. Mission team meeting is Thursday, March 23rd at 7:30. The fish banks are here if anyone wants one to save their money for the One Great Hour of Sharing. They're in the narthex. There is information in here about fidget quilts that Janet has been asking for donations for, collecting donations for, and there is a flyer about the Friends of Peaselburg and the Covington Firefighters Fish Fry down in Peaselburg every Friday through Lent. And of course, our friends in Edgewood always have a fish fry as well, so we could get six different fish fries and get groups to go together. If anybody wants to go to Edgewood or anybody wants to go to Peaselburg, I would be happy to arrange a group. Are there any other announcements we need to hear this morning? One thing I do want to say before we move on and before we get down to the prayers of the people and I forget, I had an email from Lee Hall Mosley this morning. Apparently, Inky has had another broken hip and is at St. Elizabeth East, South, I guess, St. Elizabeth. She had surgery. It went well. She's recovering. She will probably go to rehab. But if you get a chance to give her a call or stop in and see her or send her a card, you know, you can do those e-cards pretty easily that she would get pretty quickly. So reach out to Inky and just let her know that we're thinking of her.
Hey, Sharon, I got the email here. She is at Edgewood.
Okay.
It says she's with her in room 7409, but they likely won't keep her here for too long, however for too long means. So.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So let's keep Inky in our prayers. We'll remember her during the prayer time. Are there any other announcements? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you all the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Please stand and join me in the call to worship if you're able, and then we'll move right into the prayer of the day and the Lord's Prayer. We come this day hoping to encounter Christ.
We come with burdens and questions that only He can answer.
May we open our hearts to Him.
May our lives be healed and strengthened for service.
Let us pray together. Dear God, You created human beings to love and serve You and those around us. As we show our love to You today, may we dream of ways to show Your love to the world around us, making this world a heaven on earth. We pray this to You in the name of Christ Jesus, who taught us also to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are Yours, now and forever. Amen. The hymn of praise is "The God of Abraham Praise," number 488 in the Big Blue Hymnal.
Thank you.
Friends, we are but imperfect human beings, created by God as good, but fallen short of God's intention for our existence. Let us admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, you asked Abram to leave his homeland for an unknown place, and he went and became ancestor of us all. But we are hesitant to follow you, fearing you will lead us to unknown places where we might be hurt or lose our possessions. Forgive our timidity, O God, and give us the courage to follow you wherever you may lead. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Thanks be to God, we live under grace and are forgiven for our imperfections and our errant ways. In gratitude for God, for grace, we learn to live as holy people, bringing light and grace to others. Let us rejoice, for this is good news. Amen. The peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Both at the same time.
Peace of Christ.
Yeah, forget the orchestra, can we?
Yeah. They feel lonely up here in the front.
Oh, no.
Big
we are. Peace to you.